Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, from Fergus Falls, it's Harold Stanislavski, Executive Director of the Fergus Falls Economic Improvement Commission. Welcome to the program, Harold.
Yeah, good morning to you.
So you guys do something in Fergus Falls. It's called the Telework Project, and can you give us an idea what that's about?
Sure. I can give you a little historical background. Back in 2008, when the recession was starting, we really were in kind of a pickle here in terms of having enough employment options for our people during that time frame and that stage of our economy. And our local telecom, along with a lot of other folks, through an initiative we had here called Forward Fergus Falls, started to look at how could we attract people to the region without actually building brick and mortar. And our telecom was suggesting that telework was becoming a up-and-coming potential economic phenomenon. And we looked into it, and we did a lot of work, and the telework initiative in Fergus Falls was born. And that has led to now, here we are in 2014, of over 350 telework jobs that have been created or are now in place within the Fergus Falls region.
Can you describe what telework is? I mean, is that people who are working out of their homes with broadband and operating from their home office? Is that kind of what it is? Or?
Yes. Telework is generally defined as working from home or working from a telework hotel. The broadband capabilities of Fergus Falls are pretty good. And so in that regard, the telework phenomenon here in Fergus Falls just developed from employers all across the nation. We have, for instance, medical transcriptionists that are based in Alabama but have people here in Fergus Falls working for them. There have been many insurance companies, medical companies that have people here in Fergus working out of their homes through a broadband system, and the confidentiality issues and all the rest of them have been developed and refined over time.
That's really kind of fascinating. So basically what happened was the local telco already kind of had the infrastructure in place. Really, it was probably more of just trying to market your community to those who would seek that kind of employee.
Yeah, it essentially was, the healthcare system was one of our first ones because they just seemed to have a tremendous appetite for medical coders, transcriptionists, and those kinds of things. And we have colleges in our area that train those people, but they wanted to live here. The other aspect of it was just that oftentimes in micropolitans like Fergus Falls, there's a job for one spouse, but not necessarily a job for the other spouse. So by moving into this world of telework, we just expanded the employment options that are now available to the potential employee.
Harold, thanks so much for sharing about telework with us on our program today, and wish you great success in the future.
Well, thank you, and you folks have a great day.
Harold Stanislavski from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.